Right, so we are going to be continuing on in our summer fruit message series, and today we are looking specifically at joy. If you guys would open up your Bibles or look to the screen with me as we read today's text. Again, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. So as we look to this text, we will be focusing specifically on joy today. Joy in your hearts. Thinking of it in a way in which it is a garden that is tended by the Holy Spirit. And in this garden, right, we see many fruits in this text, but today we are specifically looking to joy. Now I see the start of this sermon needing for you to have an understanding that God is the source of all joy. So we experience this joy by being grounded in a relationship with God. Look to Psalm 16:11, which says, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green." This is because joy is in the foundation of God. Because of his love for you and because of his desire to be in a relationship with you, for you to enter into his joy, and because of this desire to be in relationship with you, he sent down his son. And that is because the greatest obstacle that you will find as you seek to choose him and to follow him with gladness, is that you are separated from him. You are separated from the God who loves you. I am separated because of my ugly, God-defiant sin. This disqualifies me, it separates me from this God-given joy. So how do we take away this obstacle? Again, it is Jesus Christ, the wellspring of eternal life. So God judged and punished my sin, your sins, through Jesus. To those who believe in Jesus, Jesus was sent to the world to die in our place. And it's through Jesus' death on the cross that the penalty of sin was paid. And those who believe in him are forgiven and no longer face condemnation for their sin. So this foundation, the salvation of your soul, of my soul, is the cause for joy. Galatians 1 says, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit against a yoke of slavery." What great joy this is. This open invitation to all who hear. That when we believe, that those who believe will receive. And in receiving, you receive the Holy Spirit. And with that comes the fruits of the Spirit that we will be looking at in the text further as we move along. Galatians 5:16 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit." Be in tune to the Spirit, could say, right? So walking by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Instead, you will bear fruit, right? And so when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we are brought into fellowship with the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are welcomed into the fullest experience of joy in the Holy Spirit, that entering into the love of God and the joy of God, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. And this Holy Spirit continues to cultivate the joy within us. As we grow in our relationship, so we do grow in our joy. This is where we see joy as a fruit of the Spirit. And I was originally looking at this text, I was thinking from a comparison model of like, okay, where can we see joy around us that is maybe not of God, and joy around us that is of God. And I was thinking happiness versus joy. But I think that there is a difference between happiness and joy even in this world. Happiness is often based on a singular circumstance, whereas joy is a deeper enduring state. And we can potentially find enduring states of joy in this world. But this world-promised joy, or this worldly joy as I'll refer to it, I see it as a weed. Right? In our garden of our life, it is a weed. So I encourage you to pull out the weeds of your life, this worldly joy, so that you can bear fruits of the Spirit, godly joy. So why am I saying that it's a weed? Well, when we look at what a weed competes with the fruit-bearing plants. It takes away the essential resources. It takes away sunlight, water, the nutrients from the soil. In extreme cases, right, disease can grow. These weeds can grow dense, and they can smother and physically damage the fruit plants, causing it not to bear fruit. So it is important to regularly remove the weeds from the garden of your hearts, so that you can then create optimal growing conditions for fruit bearing. So again, these weeds, the word, the world, the flesh, we see it kind of interchangeably used throughout the text. These are hindrances to the fruit bearing plants. So the desires of the flesh or the joys of this world, these are again hindering us from fully experiencing the joy of the Spirit. They are against each other. They are opposed to each other. Galatians 15:7 says, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For those opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Again, pursuing God in all things. So this allows the fruit plants to receive the necessary resources by removing those weeds and to focus your attention on developing healthy, abundant fruits of the Spirit. And then we see the comparison here, right, of this joy of the world, this joy offering feelings of an enduring state of good pleasure, yes, but it stems from a sense of fulfillment, deep relational connections, yes, but the worldly joy is influenced by external factors. It can be disrupted, right? These worldly joys can be disrupted. The factors of these joys, they are fleeting, they are circumstantial, they are temporary. But godly joy given to the world, this joy is rooted in our relationship with God and produces fruit through the Holy Spirit working, a profound and enduring state of gladness and contentment that transcends external circumstances. Biblical joy is enduring and it is resilient, even in the face of trials and hardships. The focus of this joy is on God's eternal promises and the assurance of your eternal salvation. Amen. It is cultivated through your faith and your trust and your fellowship in God's sovereignty and goodness. You're strengthened through your spiritual growth as you lean into the fruits of the Spirit. Fellow believers, the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us. And as we walk by the Spirit, we can oppose the flesh. the things of this world. Worldly joy comes from these external circumstances, right? The godly joy comes from a relationship, an eternal relationship with a God who loves you. Worldly joy is temporary and self-focused. Godly joy is enduring and God-centered. Worldly joy pursues happiness and satisfaction in the earthly things that are temporary. Godly joy finds fulfillment in the spiritual blessings and through the glorification of God. Worldly joy lacks lasting peace and comfort. But godly joy, this provides inner strength and peace despite our circumstances. I love the spring season. Or should I say, I despise the winter. Winters are tough. Winters are tough for me. But when that spring season hits, when all of a sudden the sun is out, the leaves are changing, moving into that season, it's a really exciting time for me. But then there's a reality that I have to deal with. So I wear contacts, and I am highly allergic to ragweed. And so those first few weeks of spring are very difficult for me to enjoy what I so long for. Contacts shrink up, eyes are burning. I go through more contacts in like a month and a half than I do in the whole year. I'm miserable, I'm distracted, I'm hyper-focused on my eyes. I'm missing the realities of the season that is in front of me. Distracted, unfocused, needing clarity. I think sometimes worldly joy is not the cause of why we cannot experience godly joy. I'm not oblivious to the fact that there are sufferings in this world that make it difficult to experience that godly joy that I'm speaking of. And I am not immune to these realities. I know that none of us are immune to these realities. And we see throughout Scripture, we see people of God who suffered. And so I stand up here today with the intent to encourage those of you who are suffering. I can't pretend to know your reality, but I do know this, that there is a God of hope, a God who embodies and provides true hope, which is exactly what we can be confident in, that we can be rooted in his promises and his character, that there is joy and peace that is given by God that can be experienced through believing in Jesus Christ. This faith is more than just intellectual understanding and agreement. This is a deep trusting and treasuring of God. And this is where the fruit of the Holy Spirit plays a critical role in filling believers with joy and peace. It is through the Spirit's power that our faith can deepen, and we can experience God's hope in abundance. So the ultimate goal, to overflow with hope and joy. This abundant joy and hope sustains us in the trials that we face. Not that they are not there, but sustains us through them in spite of. And it serves as a powerful testimony of the truth and transformative power of the gospel, that your life, in the midst of your realities, your pains, your sufferings, would be filled with joy, that your joy and hope would be a reflection giving glory to God the Father, attracting others to this gospel truth. Our joy and peace in believing, becoming a witness of the sufficiency and supremacy of God in all things. In my household, I've come up with this three-word phrase. My kids don't always love it when I use it, but it has an intent behind it, and it's something I want to encourage you in today. When my kids are feeling down because they're maybe not getting what they expect to get, when my kids are feeling down because the circumstances around them aren't going the way that they want, oftentimes it's rooted in some form of jealousy that a sibling is getting something that they're not getting. You know what I tell them? I tell them to find the joy. Find the joy, because so often we can get caught up in the realities of what's around us that we fail to see what's right in front of us, what is in us. And that is a joy that comes from the Holy Spirit, freely given to us if we just receive. Now, this is something that we are called to pursue. Throughout Scripture, we see this. The Spirit will dwell in us if we only believe. We have the ultimate joy living inside of us. Remember that. Experiencing the joy of the Holy Spirit is life indeed. The Spirit-empowered joy cannot be destroyed by persecution. It cannot be destroyed by suffering. It cannot be destroyed by the various trials around you. It cannot be destroyed by sorrow. This joy helps us endure in these adversities. I love it. Yes, joy. He's a happy guy. Amen. Right? And this is because the joy of God is an internal joy. It's an eternal joy, right? It isn't based on the things outside that we cannot control, right? It is resting in Him who is in control. I want to look back to Galatians 5, 22 to 23. The end of this verse states a profound truth. That these fruits of the Spirit, there is no law. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and there is power in this fruit. Nothing can stand against it. It is of God. This joy offers strength. This joy sustains you through trials, through sickness, through sorrow, through suffering. It gives you stamina. It boosts your spiritual stamina. I couldn't think of a fourth S. But it is a testimony to those who do not believe. What an encouragement that God can use us in the midst of our sufferings when we choose to hold on to the joy that is inside of us. And I want to encourage those who believe and those who are seeking that there are ways for you to cultivate, to better understand, to strengthen your joy. And this comes through the investment of spiritual practices and being in community. First is prayer. Prayerful thanksgiving leads to peace and joy. Thank God. Worship. Engaging in worship brings us closer to God's presence, and God's presence is exactly where joy is found. The attitude of gratitude, regularly practicing gratitude, which will then shift the focus from the problems to the blessings. And then next is community. To have others in your life where that joy can be nurtured, where it can be grown. Sharing experience of joy with fellow believers is a blessing. to have someone who can encourage you and support you in the midst of the realities and circumstances that are dragging you down? What a blessing to have brothers and sisters who can come alongside you in those times. That is why we gather, to glorify God the Father and to strengthen one another. I want to invite all of you here today to experience the joy, the fruit of joy that is offered. For those who do not believe, you have the opportunity to enter into a personal relationship with a God who loves you, who cares for you. That is simply through accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Christ, he brings joy. Christ offers joy. Christ secures, has secured your joy. Through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, there is an invitation to accept Jesus Christ for those that do not believe. But there is also an invitation to accept Jesus Christ with a joyful heart for those who do believe, right? Not just to accept him, but to joyfully do it. When you belong to Christ, you have received the Holy Spirit, and you are given the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:24. Don't have a slide for this, I don't think. Sorry, guys. But I was looking at this morning, and I honestly don't know how I missed it as I was preparing for today's message. Galatians 5:24 says, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." Those passions and desires have been defeated. They've been defeated through Christ's death on the cross. So if you lean to God, if you rely on the fruits of the Spirit, you will not be able to be distracted by this worldly joy. I encourage you to nurture a personal relationship with Christ, as it is his joy in us that makes our joy complete. I want to encourage everyone to just move to a time of really listening to what is being said and thinking about how this can apply to you. What is God calling you to as you reflect, engage around these? So I want to first encourage you to reflect on areas where joy is lacking in your life. Maybe it's based around the circumstances around you. Maybe it's because you have some weeds that are growing up, and they have become your joy instead of the true joy, this godly joy that we have looked to today. I think it's very important to look to the Holy Spirit's leading and the Holy Spirit's help around what these areas are. Because it is not by your power, it is by God's power that these weeds can be pulled. I want to encourage you to engage in the practices that cultivate joy. Again, find the joy. we look to verse 26, Galatians 5:26, it says, "Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another." Sounds like this is not a great way to find joy. If we are conceited, puffing ourselves up, if we are constantly feeling jealous of those and what those around us do have instead of focusing on the joys of what has been given to us, we will not be cultivating this daily joy. But what can we do? Right? Again, we talked about spending time in prayer, thankfulness to God, worshiping God, being in community with one another, building each other up towards love and good deeds. Remember that joy is a fruit of the Spirit, not a fruit of circumstances. And again, as I had said, don't just serve the Lord. Serve Him with gladness. Serve Him with joy. Be a willing disciple. And then finally, pray. I pray for the Holy Spirit's help in growing and maturing this godly joy in your life. Your heart is a garden. Let's close in prayer. Lord God, I pray over this congregation. I pray, God, that they would choose joy, God, that they would find joy in You. God, I pray for those who do not know You, God, that they would accept this invitation to enter into relationship with You, God. And if they have a stirring of knowing what exactly that means, God, that they would look to find somebody that could come alongside them, care for them, God. And I pray for all of us, God, that we would find someone to come alongside us, to encourage us to find this joy, God, to encourage us to pursue You in all things, God. God, I pray for the Holy Spirit's help as we look to bear these fruits in our lives, God. It is not by our power. It is by Yours. Lord God, I pray that the God of hope would fill us with joy in believing. God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would help us to abound in that hope and joy that is freely offered. Thank You and pray this in Your name. Amen.